Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon joins us right now to give us the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And if you want more information on anything related to ETFs, I mean, yes, you can, of course, go there to get information on the ETF of the week and the things we talk about in this segment. But if you're looking for an ETF, trying to figure out what might be the right tool for you to use, trying to see what's new in the ever-changing and developing world of ETFs, go to ETFtrends.com. And don't forget to follow them on Twitter, at ETFtrends. Tom is at Tom Lydon. Right now, Tom is on Money Life. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Your ETF of the week is...
the PowerShares DWA Small Cap Momentum Portfolio, ticker symbol DWAS.
DWAS. The PowerShares DWA Small Cap Momentum Portfolio. Small caps have been doing great of late, particularly for the last couple of months. And they've been very popular. But every time I talk with somebody about small caps and they're looking at ETFs, they're talking about a different one. Like, I hear guys talking about the IWM, the iShares Russell 2000 small cap portfolio, etc. So I'm curious why this small cap portfolio is ETF of the week when there's so many small caps out there. I know that small caps are doing well, but why this one?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right, Chuck. And finally, small caps are doing well because they've been trailing large caps for a while. But for the last month since the recent low, we've actually seen small caps outperform. And specifically, we did a search and found one of the best performing small cap ETFs was, in fact, this ETF, the PowerShares DWA Small Cap Momentum Portfolio. The DWA actually stands for Dorsey Wright and Associates. So Dorsey Wright, as many of you probably have heard of him over the years, they are great technicians. They have tactical strategies. They have partnered with NASDAQ and also with PowerShares and some other ETF companies to come up with strategic beta strategies where periodically the underlying sectors will change or the underlying holdings will change based on momentum. And this is, in fact, is a momentum-based portfolio. And we wanted to find, listen, if this is the time when small caps are going to, again, regain the lead as far as performance over large caps, what is an ETF that you might consider, especially because it's got a tinge of an active approach. So if those sectors that are doing the best during times when small caps are outperforming, you'd like to know what they are, what they're all about. This is one of those ETFs to consider. And if down the road we start to see small caps cut back, or in fact we see major market corrections, this ETF also has the ability to downshift into sectors that maybe are less aggressive, you know, for that period of time. But right now it is stocked up on sectors like healthcare, information technology, financials, some of the best performing sectors that are out there right now, very small in materials and consumer staples that have been a little bit more conservative over time.
But if somebody has a core allocation to small caps and they have it with a legacy type index fund product as opposed to the smart beta product we're talking about here, would you advise them to change? Would you advise them to maybe add a little smart beta? So in other words, maybe they're not taking the money out of the other one, but they're sort of diversifying their small cap holdings. What's the right thing to do?
First of all, make sure you have small cap. The shame here is most investors are drastically underallocated to small cap and they're underallocated to global. So the first thing you want to do is make sure you look at your portfolio and say, am I properly diversified? I mean, The S&P is at almost a 20 PE right now. So historically, it's pretty rich for most. Small caps aren't necessarily as expensive, number one. So that's something to consider, especially from a diversification standpoint. You may just easily find that you've got little or no small cap, and you take a 10% allocation away from your large cap holdings and buy this ETF, and that would work very well for you as long as the trend's in place. And as always, we encourage people to look at the trends, look at the 200-day average, because, you know, after an eight-year bull market, probabilities are in the next couple of years we're going to see some type of correction. Now's the time, if you've really enjoyed the growth in your portfolio, you want to think seriously about how am I going to protect it on the downside, or am I just going to ride it out? So it's nice to talk about when things are good. It's nice to talk about diversification. It's nice to talk about momentum, and there's a great opportunity here in this ETF. But also, it's really important to have a strategy in place when things are good that you're going to implement when things get sour.
You talked about the fact that people should have an allocation to small caps. Well, we know with small caps having done so well of late, they're above the 200-day moving average. Is this a 200-day moving average play, or maybe this is a partial 200-day moving average play? Like, you know, you want a small cap allocation, you maybe go a little heavier. How should people factor this in?
If you're a long-term buy and hold investor and you don't have a small cap allocation, this strategy is great because it times the momentum of certain sectors and underlying constituents in those sectors. So something to think about. If you tend to be more of a trend follower or opportunistic, it's also a great allocation because at one point in time, the trend will change, even though the underlying sectors will shift from time to time here. It really depends on the way you invest, but there surely is an allocation for both strategies.
Great stuff as always, Tom. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. So go check out the site for all things ETF related, including his ETF of the week. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. What a fun way to start the October 11th edition of Money Life, but we've got a lot more fun to come. So settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it right after this message.